Perhaps you were made for such a time as this. How many heard of the Jewish holiday Purim? Okay, good. How many have not? One person. Okay, well, you'll get an idea what it is after today. So the Lord has led me to study Purim and Queen Esther's story. He showed me the many lessons that we could learn from Esther and how her bravery and her faith exposed the evil plot of the enemy. So I looked at this study, and as I was studying it, I felt like it was a prophetic word for us today and all what is going on in the world right now. So when you have time at home, read the story, because we can't go through the whole story today, but I'll give you a summary of it. So we're going to look at Esther and the celebration of Purim. Purim this year is celebrated by the Jewish communities on the evening of March 23rd until the evening of March 24th, which is today. Isn't that something? It celebrates Queen Esther and how the lives of the Jewish nation was spared. The holiday is all about, this is how they celebrate it. It's all about fun. People dress up, host parades, and have costume parties. It almost sounds like Halloween, but the idea to dress in disguise is all about symbolizing the illusion of God's hand in the story of Purim. The book of Esther, listen to this, is the only book in the Bible where God's name is never mentioned. The Holy Spirit reminded me of the words of the song, God is working even when we don't see him working. He is working even when he doesn't speak. So keep that in mind as we study today and look at this story. The story took place in the Persian Empire, which is in modern-day Iran. This book of Esther is a historical account of the actual events that took place around 478 BC. Now let's look at some of the major characters of the story. The king of Persia at the time was King Xerxes. He reigned over 27 provinces. His queen at the time was Queen Vashti. She was his beautiful queen. Esther, she was a Jewish woman. Her Hebrew name is Hadassah, which means myrtle tree. Esther was the cousin of a man named Mordecai, who lived in Susa in King Xerxes' province. Esther had to live with her cousin Mordecai since she was a little girl due to her being orphaned. Mordecai was a high-respected Jew in Susa and took care of Esther. Haman, let's call him the evil plotter. Haman was to the king Xerxes a trusted and highly esteemed official in the court of the king. He received a high position. He was above all of the king's court, and he was number two in the kingdom, like a vice president, I guess. Now let's get into the short summary of the story of Esther. I had to condense it, but it's, you know, I picked out the major things. The story of Esther opens with a lavish banquet in the king's palace. King Xerxes had become drunk on royal wine and commanded that his wife, Queen Vashti, come at once to show everyone how beautiful she was. Queen Vashti, I don't know why I can't speak today. Lord, help me. Oh, I didn't pray. Father, I thank you and praise you that you're filling me up in your spirit. I thank you that we're all ready to receive everything that you have for us today in your word. Lord, we thank you for this story that will be an encouragement and an enlightenment and a prophecy to us about the world that we live in today. Father, I give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, let me start over. I want to speak right. The story of Esther opens with a lavish banquet in the king's palace. King Xerxes had become drunk on royal wine and commanded that his wife, Queen Vashti, come at once to show everyone how beautiful she was. Queen Vashti refused to obey her husband and didn't come when he beckoned. The king was so enraged at her disrespect and disobedience that he decided to divorce her. as well as issue a royal decree to the Persian Empire that every man be master in his own household. And that is found in Esther chapter 1, 22. The king then arranged for all the beautiful virgins in Susa to come forth, a type of beauty pageant, so that he could name a new queen of Persia and Media. At the king's command, Esther, a beautiful young woman in the kingdom who had been raised by her cousin Mordecai, taking her in as his own daughter when his parents died, was among those who were summoned to the palace. Before she left, Mordecai told Esther not to tell anyone her nationality, as it could be very dangerous for her. There were many who despised the Jews. There was a man named Haggai, the king's eunuch, who was put in charge of the women, preparing them to meet the king. Haggai was struck by Esther's beauty, and she was given special attention. When Esther was called before the king to be paraded, he immediately was drawn to her beauty and placed the royal crown on her head. King Xerxes then held a grand banquet for his new queen, Esther. One night, while Mordecai was sitting by the king's gate, he overheard two guards conspiring to assassinate King Xerxes. Mordecai immediately told Queen Esther of the plan, and Esther told the king. She, of course, gave the credit to Mordecai for his protection of the king, and the two guards were hung. The king had a right-hand man named Haman, who was full of pride and was haughty. Mordecai refused to bow down to Haman, which bothered him to the point of rage. When Haman found out that Mordecai was a Jew, he decided to kill not just Mordecai, but all of the Jewish nation. To carry out his evil plan, Haman convinced King Xerxes that the Jews opposed the king and advised that they all be killed to protect the king. The king, relying on his most trusted advisor, agreed and set a date for Haman's plot to commence and therefore kill all of the Jews. When Mordecai learned of Haman's plot and the cooperation of the king, he told Esther about it. He employed her to approach the king to stop it. Of course, Esther was afraid for her own life, too. No one was to approach the king's royal throne without being first called before him. Esther tried to avoid taking any action, but Mordecai again pleaded with Queen Esther to do something to save the Jewish community. Finally, Esther instructed all the Jews to join her in fasting for 3 days and three nights. At the end of those 3 days, she would then approach the king with her request. An Esther fast is no food or no water for 3 days. As promised, Esther went to King Xerxes after the period of fasting. The king asked her what her request was and told her she could have up to half the kingdom if she pleased. Queen Esther requested that the king and Haman join her at a banquet the next day. The king said yes, of course, and asked Esther to tell him about her request at the banquet. Meanwhile, Haman was still so infuriated with Mordecai that the morning before the banquet, he went to set up a pole to hang Mordecai. Well, the king could not sleep that night and began to read the book, which listed all that occurred during his reign. The king reread and was reminded of how Mordecai saved his life by exposing the plot to assassinate him. He decided that Mordecai deserved a reward for this good deed, so he called Haman to seek his advice. This is where it gets good. He asked Haman what should be done for a man who the king delights in. Haman, being self-centered, prideful man that he was, thought the king was referring to him. He responded by saying that the man should be rewarded with land, gifts, and honor. And when the king revealed that the one whom he was delighted by was Mordecai, Haman was so furious. The next day during the banquet, Queen Esther had arranged for the king and Haman. The king again asked Esther what was her request. Using all the bravery she could get inside herself, Esther boldly requested that she and her people be spared. She further shared that Haman had been the one plotting to kill all the Jews. The king was so angry with Haman and had him hang on the pole Haman had set up for Mordecai. Talk about justice. Hallelujah. Okay. God turns all things around for good. Okay, so for an ironic twist, Queen Esther and Mordecai were given Haman's estate and were honored with royal garments. The king also wrote a special decree to protect all the Jews. God uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. Esther lived in the time when Israel was in captivity. Consequently, to their disobedience to God. She was just an adopted daughter of a cousin living in a foreign land. Other than her beauty, she was not unique in any way. In fact, she was of Jewish heritage, which was a minority race that was frowned upon and at times scorned or worse, treated very badly. God used Esther to carry out his plan on a typical day in the kingdom of Xerxes. A plan that God ordained before she was even born, and we all have a destiny to fulfill. From all biblical accounts, Esther was a very beautiful young woman, and given a whole year of pampering and months of beauty treatments, her beauty could only have been enhanced. The king was enthralled by her physical beauty, but it was Esther's character, her quiet and humble spirit, that shone through. Especially to Haggai, the king's eunuch, charged with preparing the virgins for their time with the king. When the king summoned one of the young maidens, each was permitted to bring in with her anything she felt would help her to be more attractive. Esther, however, took only what she was advised to under the care of Haggai, and the king was very pleased. So pleased that he chose her to be his queen. That is favor, guys. She could have requested anything. She could have been demanding, but she was humble and she let her inner beauty and her faith in God shine through. It is up to us to treat people with respect, be humble and gracious, and remember, God looks at the heart of a person, not the outward appearance. With God's help, we can step out in faith and fight our fears. God is waiting for us to come out. We have to stop hiding who we are. We are strong. We are mighty people of the Lord, filled in the power of the Holy Spirit. We will always have issues, but those issues should never stop us. Esther was a woman of Jewish background, low esteem group, who was the wife of a beautiful king. No one, not even the queen, was to be in the presence of the king without being asked. King Xerxes had an evil member of his cabinet, Haman, who had already convinced the king to kill all the Jews. Can you imagine the fear she would be feeling before she had to do this? She could have had her head cut off, but she decided. At first, her reaction was hesitation, but she said that she was going to approach the king. But after she prayed and fasted for 3 days, she got enough bravery and she approached the royal throne. That's how we have to do it, guys. When we're faced with something scary, do as Esther did. Pray, fast, and then bravely face your fears. Knowing God will back us up, we get the victory in all aspects. Our past doesn't dictate our future. Esther didn't come from much, but God had a plan for her life. Esther, an orphan, living in a strange country, probably didn't dream of being a queen. And no matter where we come from, where we live, or our mistakes, or our issues, or even our age, we can put that all in the past and move confidently forward, knowing that God has plans for us for a hope and a future. Our past does not dictate our future. Only God can. Mordecai proved to be a wonderful mentor and a parent to Esther. He gave her good advice before she went to the palace with the other virgins. He told her not to share that she was Jewish, and he continued to give her advice after she became the new queen. Sometimes asking Holy Spirit for wisdom, we may have to go undercover. In certain situations we are in, God just needs us to act on his behalf. Mordecai was also very loyal. Remember that he went to Esther when he uncovered the plot of the guards to murder the king. When he learned of the plan to kill all the Jews, he asked Esther to go before the king. We now know that this timely advice was from Mordecai, a trusted advisor to Esther, who saved a nation. We all need God-loving mentors in our lives that will advise and correct. In Titus chapter 2, it teaches us that the mature in the Lord are to help the younger in the Lord with sound biblical wisdom. Our strength does not come from us, it comes from the Lord. When Esther was reminded that she may have been made queen for such a time as this, she drew on the strength to save her fellow Jews. Her strength came from God. She fasted and prayed and drew on the supernatural strength from God to approach the king to save a nation. Haman wanted to annihilate the Jews. When we feel weak and when life's struggles seem overwhelming, we feel like we can't do it. Give it to God and let him do it for you. Let him fight our battles. The Bible says to cast off our cares and burdens unto him. Let's look up Psalm 144, 1 through 2. It encourages us about the Lord. Psalm 144. If you don't go there, that's okay. I could read it to you. If I get there. It says here, there is only one strong, safe, and secure place for me. It's in God alone, and I love him. He's the one who gives me strength and skill for the battle. He's my shelter of love and my fortress of faith, who wraps himself around me as a secure shield. I hide myself in this one who subdues enemies before me. Hallelujah, what a promise. You know, God's timing is perfect. Ours is always flawed. Sometimes we jump right into something too fast. That is not always the best course of action. Sometimes we need to wait on God and let his timing play out. His timing is always perfect. Our timing isn't. If we act immediately on some things too quickly, we mess things up. Praying and waiting for God to reveal his timing is the best. When Esther learned of Haman's plan to massacre the Jews, she didn't immediately jump up and run to the king. Rather, she prayed, fasted, and waited for God to prompt her on when to approach the king and how to do it. While Esther, Mordecai, and all the other Jews fasted and prayed, God kept King Xerxes up at night and pointed him to read the book of the kingdom. If Esther had immediately approached the king when she heard of the plan to kill the Jews, the king would not have had the opportunity to read the book and be reminded of Mordecai's good deed of saving his life. This, in turn, opened the door for Mordecai to be honored and Esther to ask the king to save the lives of the Jews. God always has a plan. Prayer with others in agreement works and is very powerful. There is strength in numbers. The Lord reminds us when he said that love is the greatest commandment. In the Old and New Testament, he says this, and to love God and to love others. That is what it's all about. Esther knew this in her heart and said, when this is done, I will go to the king. even though it is against the law, she said in Esther 4:16. It says it like this. She said, go gather all the Jews to be found in Susa and hold a fast on my behalf and do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my young women will also fast as you do. Then I will go to the king, though it is against the law, and if I perish, I perish. She put her life on the line to save people. While there wasn't too many of us who would do that if we were faced with that situation, I hope that we all would call on God and be willing to risk our own life to save others. Since many of us hopefully will never face that type of decision, thank you, Jesus, we have awesome opportunities each day, right, to love others as God commands us to. We can make an impact in this world with courage and faith. Never assume that you are too insignificant for God to use. We can step out in faith, trusting that God can equip us with the courage we need when we need it. God has a plan and a purpose for all of us. Doing what is right is more important than doing what is easy. When confused or conflicted about a decision, prayer and fasting can bring us the answers we need. Never forget where we come from and who you are in Christ. God can use what is bad for good, and he always turns what is evil for good. Prepare to make sacrifices. Let the beauty within us shine for all to see. Let the light out. Unity is strength. We are stronger together. And like I said, strength is in the numbers. Esther showed us that we can overcome difficulties. It's important to be humble and gentle in spirit. We have the power to influence others for good. We should have a desire to please God. We can learn how to overcome obstacles. We can find new perspectives on life, challenges when we focus on others. Like Esther, we can gain confidence in God's protection and provision and have gratitude for what we have been given. We can trust the Lord for wisdom. We can be patient and not act rashly. We can have faith that God is in control and we can trust him. Nothing is too big for God and nothing is impossible for God. Perhaps we were all made for such a time as this. Think about it. It is no accident that we're all here right now at this time in history. And remember that evil always gets exposed. Just like today, in times past, the enemy always uses governments to gain power through evil and to gain control or to destroy God's people. God fights our battles. He exposes the enemy and they hang themselves. Let God reign in us today and forever. And that's the story for today. You like the story? That's a good story, isn't it? And it just so happened to be today. Thank you, Jesus. And it's early. Glory to God. Let me pray over you. Father, we thank you for who you are. We know that you work, even though we don't see you working, you're always working. Even when we don't hear your voice or hear you speak, but because we know who you are and we trust in you, you prompt us to just walk out in faith and to do the right thing. Lord, I thank you for your love. I thank you. You have all called us for such a time as this. It was no accident we are living in these times that you chose us, Lord, to be your strength to others, to make us a people that they see Jesus, that they want to know who you are because of us. So, Lord, I thank you that we're all humble at heart. I thank you, Lord, that our light shall so shine before the world so people can see you. Lord, I thank you for these times, Lord. I thank you for each one of us has a destiny, whether it's a real small thing to a very big thing. Whatever it is, you're honored by it. So, Lord, you said that it doesn't matter where we come from, what we look like, what our age is, whether we're very young or very old, you still have a plan and a purpose for us because we're still here. So, Father, we thank you and praise you for these days ahead. I thank you, Lord, as we approach any situation in our life, we would remember this story to pray and fast and come before others to pray. So we help each other as we pray for each other because there's power in agreement. So, Father, I thank you and praise you for this time, Lord. And, Lord, I thank you for a blessed week also. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.